content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of March of 2024. And as a reminder, this newsletter is sometimes a little longer than the time I have allowed to record, so I may be editing out a few items. We'll start out with the roundup for NCLF. Choose North Carolina Lyons Foundation Incorporated to round up and donate your change when you check out on the Walmart app or at walmart.com. Walmart recently launched Walmart Spark Good Roundup, where customers can round up their purchases to the nearest dollar and donate the change to their favorite charity. We would love for you to choose us as your charity to receive these donations every time you shop on walmart.com. For more information, go to http://www.walmart.com/sparkgood. Thank you for considering the North Carolina Lyons Foundation Incorporated for Walmart Spark Good Roundup. Schedule a visit from Camp Dogwood. This is by Tammy Thomas, the camp director. When was the last time you invited someone from Camp Dogwood to attend your zone meeting? Let's make it happen. I would like the opportunity to meet with Lyons across North Carolina during zone meetings to reach as many Lyons as possible. I have a short presentation that I would like to share with you. And thanks for all you do. NCLF Recycling Program. NCLF recycles hearing aid batteries, no cases or accessories, cell phones, no cases, accessories, or covers, batteries, button-type or flat watch batteries, eyeglasses, and sunglasses, no cases, contact lenses, or loose lenses, and reading glasses. For questions, contact Tammy Thomas at 828-478-2135, extension 229. First Flight Phone Number. The phone number for the First Flight Lions Club has been terminated. Until further notice, please use the club president's phone number if you need to get a message to the club. And that would be Lion Angelo Sinesso, 252-202-1190. Again, that number is 252-202-1190 to reach Angelo Sinesso if you want to contact the First Flight Lions Club. Bingo Bucks from Camp Dogwood. Bingo Bucks are given to VIPs in lieu of prizes. VIPs are then able to exchange those bucks for souvenirs or snacks from the Camp Dogwood store. If you or your club would like to donate, send checks made out to NCLF with Bingo Bucks in the memo line. There is no set amount requested. We will distribute all funds equally amongst all sessions. For more information or questions, contact Tammy Thomas at tammy@nclf.org or phone 828-478-2135, extension 229. Here's an article by Lion John Lind. Support for Trey Cromwell. This year, our fish fry will benefit the family of Trey Cromwell. Trey and his family were our guests at a recent meeting. They shared the story of how we got here. Trey is the youngest grandson of Carl and Linda Cromwell, members of our club. Carl is a recent past president and was instrumental in getting our 501c3 set up initially. Little did we know then that it would be used for his grandson's family just a few short years later. Kevin Cromwell began by telling us a story of one of his childhood memories of his dad, Carl, driving him around West Virginia with a truckload of brooms made by the blind. In fact, both Kevin and Trey had presented at our club before in years past. Kevin did a program on science, and a few years later, Trey and his brother, Tyler, along with Jacques Gilbert, years before he had became the mayor, asked us to support the skate park in Apex. And we did provide some financial support, of course. Trey and his siblings, Tyler and Bella, all grew up here in Apex. Trey was not only a skateboarder, but he also played guitar and became a lab manager. In March of 2023, he accepted a new job in San Diego. He was on his way out there when the trouble began. It started out as some pain in his shoulder and then progressed to him having difficulty gripping a screwdriver. Eventually, he went to see the doctor, who suggested that he also see a neurologist. The diagnosis was amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, also known as motor neurons disease, or MND, or more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. This disease attacks the motor neurons, which tell the muscles what to do. It affects everyone differently, and as it progresses, it can ultimately affect a person's ability to walk, talk, and even breathe. It has been likened to, quote, slow-moving paralysis, unquote. Although it usually affects people 55 or older, Trey is only 25 years old. Duke said that Trey is not the youngest patient they've ever had, but he is the youngest they currently have. Kevin said that roughly 5 people in 100,000 contract this disease, and only about 1% of those are 25 or younger. When Trey informed his parents of this diagnosis, he said that he had won the lottery, just not the one he wanted to win. It has now been less than a year, and Trey is already having difficulty walking and talking, so the disease is definitely progressing. Trey has an amazing attitude and is learning as much as he can and fighting as much as possible. He is a very intelligent and brave young man, and thankfully, it does not affect the brain. So he's learning all that he's able to do about medications and treatments and wants to do all he can to help others. The average lifespan after diagnosis is 36 months. Tisha shared that since the disease does affect everyone differently, there is no standard treatment. That is one reason why insurance companies generally do not provide much help. In fact, their requests for treatments have all been denied so far. Trey is now officially disabled, which would normally mean that he would be allowed to remain on his parents' insurance policies after the age of 26. But that has also been denied to date. The only medication that has been approved so far is one that was created 30 years ago. The insurance does not cover any of the more modern and more promising medications yet. As things progress, they are going to need to provide treatment, medication, and even some home modifications such as ramps and other accessibility changes. Those things all cost money, which insurance will not provide. They don't even know yet what will be needed, but clearly there will be needs. That is why the Apex Lions Club has chosen the Cromwell family as the beneficiary of this year's fish fry proceeds. We should be able to raise a few thousand dollars to help them meet these needs and alleviate some of the burden from them. Not only that, we also learned that if we were to set up a GoFundMe or other donation tool, there would be service fees, not small, taken out, and those contributions would not be tax deductible for the donor. So we are going to make use of our 501c3 Apex Lions Charitable Fund to provide a way for donors to make tax-deductible donations, and we will not charge any fees. This is our way of serving, and it will allow 100% of the money to go where it is intended. We have set up a page on our website with a link to make such donations. We hope that you will donate, as well as come to the fish fry on April 5th of 2024. Trey and his family plan to be there helping too. And the website to donate is https://apexlions.org/TRAYS-time-of-need. Donations may also be mailed to Apex Lions Club, P.O. Box 633, Apex, North Carolina, 27502. Thank you in advance for your support. And there are some pictures of the family, and they're all together smiling, and it's a very gorgeous group. So, here's a little more information about that Lions Fish Fry. The Apex Lions Fish Fry by Lion John Lind. The Apex Lions Club annual fish fry is set for April 5th of 2024. The fish fry has been held for more than 40 years by the Lions. The Apex Lions Club was chartered in 1937, making Lions the oldest service organization in Apex. With a focus on the sight impaired, we also address numerous needs in our community, throughout our state, and around the world. Our club is proud to support Boy Scout Troop 209 and Cub Scout Pack 321, who volunteer at the Fish Fry. Some years back, we agreed to provide a portion of the profits from the Fish Fry to citizens assisting the police of APEX, or CAPA, for their support and participation in the event. The Lions also took to support a local need. The Alliance also look to support a local need. This year, that was an easy find. Trey Cromwell, a grandson of Apex Lions Carl and Linda Cromwell, was our first choice. Trey is 25 years old and first came to the Lions when he challenged our club to support the Apex Skateboard Park project. He was a tenacious young man who wanted the town's youth to have a safe and approved place to ride their skateboards. He had a passion that led the Apex Lions to make a $5,000 contribution to the park. Currently, Trey is facing a battle for his life. A few months back, he was diagnosed with ALS, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, a disease normally experienced by middle-aged individuals. It is our goal to raise as much money as possible to offset the growing medical bills from Trey's treatment. There are several ways you can help with this project. 1. Come eat fish. The lion's share from the event will go to Trey's treatment fund. 2. Donations can be made directly to Trey through the Apex Lions Charitable Fund, a 501c3 tax-deductible fund. Go to apexlions.org to learn more to donate there. 3. At the door on April 5th of 2024, there will be a container set up to collect donations. Come meet Trey and his family, who will be working at the Fish Fry. We also ask for your prayers for Trey and his family as they go down the difficult ALS road. It will not be an easy journey. Please join the Alliance in this effort. The event will take place at the C.C. Jones Building Community Center at 309 Holloman Street in Apex on April 5th, 2024, from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and you can eat in or take out. Adult tickets are $14, all you care to eat inside only. Kids' plates are $6, and kids are classified as under 6 years. Tickets may be purchased online at apexfishfry.com or at the door on the day of the event. Each meal will include fish, boiled potatoes, homemade coleslaw, hush puppies, and a drink. Apex achieves top dog status. This is by Lion John Lind. We received the following from leader dogs recently. This is just one of many examples of how your support goes to aid the blind and visually impaired in Apex and around the world. Greetings, Apex Lions. What a year it has been so far. Thanks to your unwavering dedication, Leader Dogs for the Blind has achieved incredible milestones. Today, I am thrilled to celebrate your club's ascent to the prestigious Top Dog status. Your commitment has not only earned you a digital badge to utilize on your special pages or website, but also a heartfelt thank you video from one of our Leader Dogs for the Blind clients, Jeff, and his leader dog, Dove. Here is a link to your digital Top Dog badge, which allows you to easily display your Leader Dog for the Blind achievement. As we recognize your club's extraordinary efforts, please know that every contribution brings us closer to a world where people who are blind or visually impaired can thrive. With your help, we can ensure that Leader Dog can continue to guide their companions towards a future filled with independence and confidence. Thank you for your remarkable contribution and becoming a Top Dog Club for the 2023-2024 fiscal year. Together we serve. Lion Beth. A message from LCIF by Brian E. Sheehan, chairperson of the Lions Club's International Foundation. Hello, Lions, Leos, and fellow humanitarians. A while back, I heard some great advice that changed the way I look at life. First, get better at everything you do. Second, help others. Third, get better at helping others get better. That's exactly what Lions and Leos do every day. LCIF enhances our service impact in both our local and global communities, empowering us to help people when they need us most. When you support LCIF, you are playing an important part in increasing our collective impact in the world. As you read this month's newsletter, I hope you're inspired to continue supporting our foundation through both your service and generosity. And remember to continue sharing your LCIF stories with us so we can celebrate your grant-funded service projects together. Make a great day. The Crayon Initiative. For the upcoming NC Lions State Convention, we will be collecting old, used, and broken crayons for the Crayon Initiative. These crayons will be recycled, melted down, and reshaped into new crayons, and then these renewed crayons will be given to facilities treating children with life-threatening illnesses. Lion Michelle Wright of the Manio Lions Club is hoping to bring a 5-gallon bucket of old, used, and broken crayons to the state convention. If you have any questions, please contact Lion Michelle at mantiolionmichelle@gmail.com. The Crayon Initiative was born one night when Brian Ware and his family went out to dinner. While his boys sat coloring on the menu, Brian couldn't help but wonder where restaurant crayons end up when all the people go home. Turns out it's the landfill, making a big waxy mess that never biodegrades. Why, Brian thought, couldn't they be repurposed to create more joy in the world? He took the crayons home and got busy, figuring out the art of collecting and sorting old crayons, melting them down, and remanufacturing them in a bright, clean, paper-free form. Consulting an occupational therapist, he even gave his new crayons a unique design. Large and three-sided, not round, so they're easy for kids to grip and can't roll off hospital trays. Finally, he crafted a network for sending free crayons to kids in hospitals all over the country. To learn more about the Crayon Initiative, you can go to thecrayoninitiative.org. And they have some facts, nifty facts here. There are 259 unique hospitals that they have shipped to, and the total number of crayon packs donated to hospitals is 824,400 packs. Very nice. Here's a notice from Camp Dogwood. Hello, Lion. We need you. Hopefully, you're already considering volunteering at Camp Dogwood this summer. Volunteering for a weekly session to work with blind and visually impaired individuals is a rewarding experience. You have the opportunity to make a significant impact on the lives of each blind and visually impaired camper. If you are service-driven and enjoy helping others, then volunteering at camp will be an experience that you cannot miss out on. Come witness what Camp Dogwood is all about and how important it is to the individuals we serve. This summer, Camp Dogwood will serve up to 60 to 80 campers per week. To accomplish this, we need approximately 10 volunteers each week. Important information. Meals and lodging are provided at no charge to volunteers. Wireless internet is available if you would like to bring your laptop. This is a one-week commitment. We request that all volunteers arrive by 1 p.m. on Sunday to assist with check-in and depart after campers leave the following Thursday. You are welcome to arrive on Saturday, the day before your weekly session. If you choose to arrive on Saturday, please notify the camp office. There will be a volunteer orientation session meeting at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the day of arrival. And here's some application and additional info. If you need additional information or applications, please contact us. We are happy to mail applications out, but they are also available on our website, nclionscampdogwood.org. Once your application has been approved and your week assigned, a confirmation email will be sent or mailed to you. You are encouraged to bring your spouse or a friend who is a Lion that will volunteer with you. If you cannot volunteer this summer, please help us by passing this application on to someone who can. Please read all the attached information carefully, including the standards of conduct policy. Please return the application as soon as possible. Feel free to contact Tammy Thomas with any questions at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or email Tammy at tammy@nclf.org. We look forward to having you here. Best regards, Tammy Thomas, Camp Director. And the dates that the volunteers are needed for in the summer of 2024 are May 26th through 30th, June 2nd through June 6th, June 23rd through 27th, June 30th to July 4th, July 7th to July 11th, and July 28th through August 1st. And there are some pictures of campers enjoying their experience there at Camp Dogwood. Will you answer the call? Greetings, fellow Lions. Sharing details of our 100th North Carolina Lions Council State Convention is one of our favorite things to do these days. The committee is amazing, and their dedication to making this a memorable event is their primary concern. Over 40 Lions are working on putting this event together for you. We are so honored to have 3rd International Vice President Mark Lyon and Lyon Lynn as our special guests and speakers for the weekend. If you have had the joy of meeting this dynamic duo, you already know the inspiration that they bring. Friday Fun Night will be a black and white attire event, so get as dressed up as you like, as long as it's black and white. Our entertainment has been provided by a sponsorship, and Uptown Dueling Pianos will be there. It's something really different, and we are so thankful. Once again, on Saturday morning, we will hold our live auction, with proceeds being divided between LCIF and Brighter Visions. We would greatly appreciate your donations of baskets or new items for our auction. This will immediately follow our breakfast that starts at 8 a.m. Our 50-50 raffle will benefit the 41st Annual VIP Fishing Tournament. Our service projects this year were suggested by Lions and a district governor, and we are thrilled to make them happen. There will be a food drive where peanut butter, ramen noodles, canned meats, and fruit in natural juices will be collected. Lion Bob Christensen is heading this up. The crayon initiative was suggested by 1st VDGE Eileen Artavia, so please bring your old, broken, and used crayons. They will be recycled, melted down, and reshaped into crayons that are donated to children with serious illnesses. Our third project is the passion of DG Lorraine Dixon, saving sight $1 at a time. Miracles in Sight and roundtable discussions with all new topics are on Saturday's agenda, along with our town hall meeting. The past district governor's meeting will be at 4 p.m. on Saturday. Cabinet meetings will take place on Sunday, April 28th at 10 a.m. A free boxed lunch will be provided for all registered attendees on Saturday, as well as a free grab-and-go breakfast on Sunday morning. We are thankful to sponsorship ads for making these meals happen. We look forward to seeing you soon. If you have questions, need registration or ad forms, please contact us. Yours in joyful service, PDG's Susie Daly and Barbara Thompson. And there follows a few forms for that 100th Convention of Service, which of course is going to be held April 26th to 28th at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott. And they ask for $20 for the family fun night, $18 for the tail twister breakfast, and $38 for the governor's banquet. And family fun night will be Friday, April 26th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. And the tail twister breakfast with live auction, it will be at 8 o'clock on Saturday the 27th. And from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. will be the governor's banquet. And on Sunday, April 28th, general session at 8:30 a.m. and district cabinet meetings. And your room rate, if you call by April 11th of 2024, is $119. So make a room reservation by calling 888-236-2427 and request the rate for North Carolina Lions State Convention. There's also going to be a golf tournament on Friday the 26th, and that is $50 per player, and that includes lunch. Mulligans are $5 a piece. There's two each person, maximum, and the tee-off is approximately 10 a.m. You need to register for this convention by April 15th of 2024. There's also a form in here for buying advertisements for the program. Ad submission is due by March 15th. Oop, that's already over, so I think I'll skip that note. Here's a notice about the Camp Dogwood Spring Maintenance Days / Eyeglass Sorting. This will be held April 4th through 10th of 2024 at Camp Dogwood. And let's see, the dates will be for April 4th through April 10th, and there's a form here that asks whether you want to engage in breakfast, lunch, and dinner on each of those days, and whether you require overnight accommodations. Space is limited, and roommates may or will be required. List the task you feel you're able to assist with. You'll be contacted if we have questions. And examples of tasks are painting, mulching, washing fences, pressure washing concrete walks, sanding and refinishing and repairing rockers, minor electrical, and washing windows. And then there's eyeglass sorting, minor housekeeping, and kitchen. So if you want more information, contact Tammy Thomas, Tammy@nclf.org. Tammy@nclf.org. Please return the form no later than April 1st. This completed reservation form does not guarantee you a room. We will contact you for confirmation. Please remember that camp staff will be preparing food to accommodate the number of people signing up for each meal. If you find that you'll not be at camp for a certain meal, please notify Tammy so that meal preparation can be adjusted. NC Medical Society unveils Preceptor Hub and Manteo. At the February 13th meeting of the Manteo Healthcare Task Force, Franklin Walker, Vice President of the North Carolina Medical Society, or NCMS, announced the creation of a preceptor hub in Manteo that will provide training to medical students coming from several North Carolina colleges. The goal is to beef up healthcare resources and create a medical practitioner pipeline in a county and area where there is a clear shortage of providers. That shortage was the impetus for the creation of the Manteo Community Health Center in 2023, as well as the creation of the Manteo Healthcare Task Force. We have come a long way with a lot of help in this effort, Walker said at the February 13th meeting. He also asked the members to make the incoming students feel at home, noting that we're going to need a couple of ambassadors to take them out to dinner, out to lunch, and show them the community. Here is the release on the Preceptor Hub issued by the NCMS. The North Carolina Medical Society, in conjunction with the Town of Manteo Healthcare Task Force, is happy to announce the formation of a preceptor hub in Dare County. Initially, the hub will be a partnership between the Manteo Community Health Center in Manteo, Engelhard, and Ocracoke, the Town of Manteo, and the NCMS. Additional medical practices with preceptors will be added in the future. UNC Chapel Hill, Campbell University, Elon University, and Wake Forest University will send students to the hub. A preceptor hub is a community of experienced medical practitioners who supervise medical students, providing training and clinical education. They provide the experiential part of the curriculum by helping students, physicians gain clinical medical knowledge by caring for real patients. They add to the number of healthcare workers in the region, therefore relieving the burden on existing practices. They also add to the quality of care. The preceptor hub in Dare County comes after Outer Banks Medical Group told more than 2,400 patients that it would no longer provide services due to practitioner requirements, resignations, or temporary providers not renewing their contracts. NCMS Vice President Franklin Walker says, the North Carolina Medical Society takes its commitment to the health of North Carolinians very seriously. This preceptor hub is a chance for us to bring our expertise and experience to a part of the state that needs quality health care. Through our community practitioner program, we place physicians and PAs, or physician assistants, in underserved areas and improve access to care. Joe Rockenstein, CEO of Manio Community Health Center, adds, we must preserve the future of healthcare by embracing the precepting of the present. With this program, we hope to do that for all the communities we serve in eastern North Carolina. Town of Manio Healthcare Task Force Chairman Malcolm Faring stated, nearly 2 years ago, our community was in a state of crisis because we had thousands of community members who lost their access to healthcare. This preceptorship program will allow students to hone their skills here on the Outer Banks. We are confident that we will prove to them that we all know this is an amazing place to live, work, and raise a family. Here's some information about the NCLF Board and Council of Governors meeting. It will be held May 3rd through 5th at 2020. I guess I didn't have enough coffee this morning. May 3rd through 5th of 2024. Check-in is at 3 p.m. Check-out is 11 a.m. And it's going to be held at the Camp Dogwood, 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive in Sherrills Ford, North Carolina. A room reservation is $75 nightly per room, and that will be Friday and Saturday nights, of course. And reservations are due by April 19th of 2024. After April 19th, meals and rooms cannot be guaranteed. Meals are non-refundable. And so for each night, Friday night, it's $20, Saturday breakfast, $13, Saturday lunch, $15, Saturday evening, $20, and Sunday breakfast, $13. So you can mail your payment for the number of meals you will have when you register. You can cancel your reservation up to 7 days prior without penalty. Cancellation within 6 days, you'll be charged for your meals. No-show cancellations will be billed in full for meals and 50% of the room cost. And your registration can be sent to NCLF, P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina. Or you can call in your reservation to April at 828-478-2135, extension 250, or email April at nclf.org. Here are some stats on vision screenings for children through KidSight USA, MD 31 for 2023-24 year to date. So for District L, 10,789 were screened, 1,389 were referred for a referral percentage of 12.9%. 31I, 13,485 were screened, with 2,254 referred for a referral percentage of 16.7. 31O, 8,477 were screened, with 1,166 referred for a referral rate of 13.7%. 31N, 4,862 were screened, with 680 referred for a 14% referral rate. And lastly, 31S, screened 1,574, referred 362 for a referral rate of 23%. So for MD31, the total screened 39,187, total referred 5,851 for an average referral rate of 14.9%. There's a page of other statistics. I think I'll boil it down to just a few major items. On the Brighter Visions Fund Drive, so far to date, as of February 26th of 2024, District L has collected $34,345 for Brighter Visions, District I, $104,549, District O, $68,544, District N, $64,615, District S, $60,052. And so that's for a total of $336,955 towards the whole goal of $625,100. And last year's total was $502,419. So right now, the percentage of the goal is 54%, and the average per member donation is $74.14. In the category of the Camp Dogwood Raffle, as of February 26, 2024, raffle sales for District L is at this point $7,698.27. District I, $12,741. District O, $16,716. $9,413.95, S, $15,091, for a total of, so far, $61,660.22. And this is from a members, the total number of district members is 4,545, so that means the average books per member was $1.36 books. And here's an obituary. Spouse of PDG Robert William Joyce of Madison Lions Club District 31D, 1964 to 1965. Famous for the naming of Robert William and Margaret Joyce Lodge at Camp Dogwood. Margaret Settle Joyce obituary. Margaret Joyce, age 101, died on Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, at Salemtown Retirement Community in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Born in Wilkes County, North Carolina, on May 22, 1922, she was the daughter of Edgar Ring Settle and E. Ruth Settle. Although her family lived several places during her growing up years, her family roots were deep in the Blue Ridge Mountain foothills. She was a graduate of American University in Washington, D.C., a formally trained musician schooled at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, and earned a master's degree from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Beginning in the early 1950s, Margaret taught in schools in Mayodan and Madison, North Carolina, for many, many decades, until her retirement. Following her marriage to William Joyce in 1953, they built and occupied a home in which they resided until William's death in 2002, and in which she continued to reside in 2018 when she entered an assisted living facility in Winston-Salem. The house was just across the road from Grace Baptist Church on U.S. 311, and they became lifelong members and supporters of that church. William was well known for his service with the Lions Club, and both he and Margaret devoted much time and energy over the many decades to the Lions and to Grace Baptist Church. Travel was always a passion of Margaret, and she, along with William, traveled extensively all over the globe. She accumulated pictures and souvenirs of those travels that she enjoyed sharing with friends and family. Margaret was preceded in death by her parents and two of her siblings, Noah James Settle and Elizabeth Settle Key. She is survived by a brother, Joseph Settle, of Fort Collins, Colorado, as well as by many generations of loving nieces and nephews. A funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 2, 2024, in the Colonial Funeral Home Chapel, with Reverend Eddie McClure officiating. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to the Joyce Endowment Fund for Children, managed by the North Carolina Baptist Foundation, Incorporated. Margaret and William established this endowment to contribute to four organizations: the Baptist Children's Home of North Carolina, the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, Samaritan's Purse in Boone, and Baptist Hayti Mission in Rockford, Michigan. Colonial Funeral Home in Madison is serving the family. Condolences may be offered at www.colonialfh.net. Here's an item about specialty clubs. What is a specialty club? A specialty club is a Lions club formed around a specific hobby, profession, culture, cause, or any other shared passion. There are more than 7,200 specialty clubs around the world, ranging in focus from disaster relief and vision support to sports and the arts. Chartered in the same way as traditional Lions clubs, specialty clubs are a great way for members to pursue their passion while serving their community. Learn more at lionsclubs.org/specialty. And there are several pictures here of folks enjoying the company of dogs. And it's advertising a specialty club called Paws of Comfort. Lions and their dogs bring comfort to those in need. Our members go above and beyond. They work so hard to train their dogs and then go out and do so many wonderful things for the community. It's just an amazing club to be part of. While we're on dogs, here's a note from Leader Dogs for the Blind. Dear newsletter, the transformative work at Leader Dogs for the Blind continues in 2024. More individuals who are blind or visually impaired will come to Leader Dog this year to participate in the vital programs that will allow them a lifetime of safe, independent daily travel. Your support is indispensable, as all programs and services are provided at no cost to our clients. As a committed member of the Leader Dog community, you may be considering how you can make a greater impact while fulfilling your own charitable giving goals for 2024. There are some tax advantageous ways to give if you plan ahead. 1. Unleash potential with appreciated stock. Did you know that you can avoid federal capital gains taxes and receive a federal income tax deduction for the current market value of your gift when you donate appreciated stock? A stock donation can maximize your savings while impacting individuals who rely on our services for their independence and mobility. 2. Navigate your philanthropic goals with an IRA gift. Did you know that if you are 70 and a half or older and have a traditional IRA, you can contribute to Leader Dog straight from your IRA? These gifts can reduce your future tax burden and help fulfill your required minimum distribution if you must take one this year. Because your first IRA withdrawals go toward your RMD, you can support Leader Dogs for the Blind tax-free by making an IRA gift today and meet your 2024 giving goals. And 3, chart a course for giving with your DAF. Donor-advised funds, or DAFs, allow you to see immediate tax benefits from your contributions and pass them along to Leader Dog at a later date. And today is an opportune moment to schedule your 2024 DAF gift. Learn more about smart ways to give in 2024. With appreciation, Missy. And this is Melissa Auperl, Director of Personal Giving, Leader Dogs for the Blind. Her email is Melissa, and that's M-E-L-I-S-S-A, dot A-U-P-P. E-R-L-E at leaderdog.org. Here are some announcements of activities. Training. Lions Industry for the Blind at 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston, North Carolina, Saturday, April 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The training will include demonstration of Plus Optics Screener and how to set up a screening, update on the Kids Sight program in North Carolina by Gene Getz, and a detailed review of the Kids Sight certification test. You can go home with all the correct answers. You need to RSVP by April 11th to G Getz, and I'll spell that, GGOETZ00 at gmail.com, or call 414-640-5953 or text that same number. Lunch is provided by District 31N, or you are welcome to bring your own. This training is not limited to those helping with the kids' sight vehicle. Training will also be of value to those who want to help with your club's vision screening program using a Welch Allyn spot screener. The Elizabethan Gardens will hold an Eastertide in the Gardens event on Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The beauty of spring at the Gardens sets the stage for this fun-filled family event. Children and families may follow a map of the garden's path to gather eggs at designated egg stations and enjoy contests, games, and vendors on the Great Lawn. And this is in Manteo, North Carolina, at 1411 National Park Drive. Guests are encouraged to reserve or purchase online tickets in advance to this often sold-out event. And that's from, you can do so at ElizabethanGardens.org. Here's a notice that you are invited to join our residents for a beeping egg hunt. Saturday, March 30th, 2024, from 2 to 4 p.m. If possible, please send Easter treats to MC Kuhn no later than March 20th. Also, need assistance supplying refreshments. Reach out to Tammy for more info at liontammy2020@gmail.com or call 828-234-7659. And I'm sorry, I do not see where this egg hunt is going to be held, but they will be beeping. There are military dog tags for sale, and this is from the, gosh, I don't know which Lions Club this is. So they're selling dog tags, $6 each, plus $1.50 for shipping, and these are, you know, the standard dog tag shape. You can buy a silencer that's round, but they will stretch around these rectangular dog tags. Select a color. There looks like there's 10 different colors here. Space is limited to a maximum of 5 lines with 12 characters per line, and the characters total includes spaces. And the application is here for those tags. And you can mail this form and payment to George Suggs, 84 English Drive in Candler, North Carolina, 28715. With questions, you can email gesuggs, and Suggs has two G's, at aol.com. There is going to be an art raffle for your district Brighter Vision Chair. This donation for the 2023-24 Brighter Visions Art Raffle is from our local artist, Brenda Van Hoy of Mooresville, North Carolina. Brenda is also a talented framer and frames all the artwork for the North Carolina Lions Foundation. She was so impressed with the purpose of NC Lions Brighter Visions Fund Drive, she donated one of her pieces of art. Good luck to the winner on June 13th of 2024. Donations can be added to your club Brighter Visions total. So it's hard to tell what this artwork looks like, but it looks like a very pleasing, it looks like it's about, 3x3. It's called Changing Tides. The tickets for this raffle are $5 for one, $10 for three, and $20 for seven. The drawing will be held at the same time as the Camp Dogwood raffle on June 13th of 2024. The District 31S Peace Poster Contest winner is Sophia Cueva from West Cary Middle School. And there's a beautiful picture of Sophia with her plaque and the winning poster submission. Congratulations, Sophia. Here's an article by Lion John Lind about forestry. Close to my heart, as I am a forestry graduate. North Carolina is also first in forestry. During our February meeting, our own Lion, Paul Dean, who is a retired professional forester, provided us with a presentation entitled, North Carolina, birthplace of forestry in America. We learned that North Carolina, besides being historically known as the state being first in flight and first in freedom, were also known as first in forestry. Paul is a retired consulting forester and assistant scoutmaster at Scout Troop 209, which is chartered by the Apex Lions Club. Paul invites you to learn more about forestry by subscribing to his YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ForesterDeano, spelled D-E-A-N-O. He explained that after Columbus and the subsequent colonization of America, this vast, wild, unsettled continent seemed to have an unlimited amount of forests that consisted of abundant timber and wildlife. The settlers arrived and between the 17th and 18th centuries rapidly expanded westward. Things began to get crowded in the east, and they wondered how much further west this expanse of land extended. Then came the Louisiana Purchase, a transaction with France, signed in 1803 with the United States. The United States purchased 828,000 square miles of land west of the Mississippi for $15 million. For roughly 4 cents an acre, the United States doubled its size, expanding the nation westward. This was the best deal ever. Then along came Lewis and Clark, who in 1806 found a western route to the Pacific. As settlers moved westward, they continued unabated to clear land for farming, wood, and pasturing for what seemed in a land with unlimited resources. Next came the gold rush. Between 1848 and 1855, with the help of expanding railroads, they came in droves. It was then, since reaching the Pacific, many began to realize this great country did have limits to its persistent use of resources, in particular, timber. The 1800s was the wooden age, in which wood was used for shipbuilding, construction, fuel, and transportation at an all-time high with no end for demand in sight. Then came fears of a timber famine, which can be attributed to forests that are harvested at a rate faster than they can naturally regenerate. This was the early days of recognizing the need for forestry in America. So what is forestry? Forestry is the science, art, and practice of managing forests and forested landscapes for various purposes, including conservation, production of timber, and diversity of forest ecosystems while meeting the needs of society. And it all started in Asheville, North Carolina, at the historically famous Biltmore Estate, in which George Vanderbilt II hired Frederick Law Olmsted to design the landscape on his 125,000-acre property. Upon seeing all the cut-over eroded forest land from extensive logging, Olmsted recommended he hire Gifford Pinchot, one of the first professional foresters in America, to write the first forest management plan in America. This was the beginning of forestry in America. After 3 years at Biltmore, his political connections and friendship with President Teddy Roosevelt steered him to being appointed to the first chief of the newly established United States Forest Service. Meanwhile, upon Pinchot's departure from Biltmore, Vanderbilt hired German forester Carl Schenck, who served as Vanderbilt's forester from 1895 to 1913. He became the third formally trained forester in the United States. He established and operated the Biltmore Forest School, the first forestry school in North America, on Vanderbilt's property. And lastly, here's a note from Dr. Patty Hill, president of the Lions Club International from 2023 to 24. Dear Lion, I believe that the power to make our world a better place is in our hands. Our impact is what makes being a lion so special. Every small act of service creates a personal impact, and the collective impact of our kindness can change the world forever. That's why changing the world is my message to lions and to the world. Changing the world begins with us. It begins when we change the lives of the people we serve and find ourselves changed as well. It grows when we change our communities by bringing them to the table and inviting them to become the change they want to see. It multiplies when we show the world that real change is truly possible and that lions are changing the world. One life, one relationship, and one community at a time. Serving as your international president is an incredible honor. You and I together can make a difference. Let's be bold and lead the way forward to a better future and a world of change. You and your fellow Lions serve your community at the local level, but never forget that you are part of an incredible global network of dedicated volunteers who are united in our mission of service. Together, you are changing people's lives for the better, every day, all around the world. From helping to prevent blindness, to supporting children and families affected by childhood cancer, to protecting our environment, you are delivering care and kindness and bringing hope where it's needed most. There is no greater calling on earth than to join together to give of our time and our talents to help those in need. That's what Lions do. That's what you do. Thank you for your commitment to creating the change that empowers others to achieve their potential. Every day, we're changing lives for the better. With every life we change, we're changing the world. The best part of our mission is that we're doing it together as a global community of caring and dedicated Lions and Leos. This incredible planet is our home, and taking care of this Earth starts with us. As we celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd, I encourage you to inspire others to join you in an environmental service project, such as planting trees, reducing waste, or cleaning up a beach. There are so many ways that you and your club can make a real impact on our planet, and we have great resources on our website that can help you get started. Caring for our environment is one of the most important issues that we're facing. So let's all work to ensure the health of our planet and of our communities so we can look forward to a brighter tomorrow. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lions Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.